At a recent demonstration called Not In My Name, thousands gathered in Delhi and in four other cities across India to protest against the spate of violent attacks on people accused of eating beef. Varisha Farasat was one of the demonstrators.
Mob lynching is a form of violence that has become increasingly problematic. It is very targeted. It is against the Muslims. It is against the Dalits. So we cannot really fool ourselves and say that these are just random mob lynchings that may have happened because someone was not getting a train seat.
Rights groups say in the last 2 years, a vigilante campaign against beef consumption has led to the killing of at least a dozen Muslims, including a 12-year-old boy, with scores more injured. Hardline Hindu groups have called for a nationwide ban on killing cows in India. Raghav Jain is a Hindu in his mid-50s from Agra, the city of the Taj Mahal, and he supports the ban.
The cow is a sacred animal for the majority of the Hindu community. It's worshipped and decorated during festivals. How can we allow it to be slaughtered?
The attacks have put Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government in a difficult position. His right-wing BJP party, which runs most northern states, draws much of its support from Hindu nationalism. Although Modi has twice condemned killings in the name of protecting cows, this has had little effect. It has been over 2 months, but a pall of gloom still hangs heavy in Pelu Khan's village, Jaisingpur, north of Delhi. 80% of the local population is Muslim. Pelu Khan was a 55-year-old dairy farmer who was beaten to death in plain view on a national highway. Pelu Khan's crime was that he and his two sons were transporting two cows to a village in a pickup truck. He had valid receipts to show that he had purchased legitimately them at a fair. But the mob believed they were smuggling the cows for slaughter, refused to listen, and beat him so badly that he died 2 days later. There has been another violence against Muslims in recent months. In June this year, a 16-year-old Muslim boy was stabbed to death on a train while he was returning home from Delhi. Zafar Agha, a political analyst, says this has led to a sense of insecurity among many Muslims.
Things have changed so dramatically in the last 3 years ever since Mr. Narendra Modi has become the Prime Minister of the country. There is a very concerted, organized campaign and effort to convert secular India into a majoritarian Hindu state. The minority, whether they are Muslims, Christians, they all feel insecure.
The demonization of Muslims in the global war on terror has further fueled intolerance in a country where they make up about 14% of India's 1.3 billion population. For now, all that matters to Muslims is to live without fear. Murali Krishnan, RFI, New Delhi.